Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who each and every day, 365 days a year, go outside and get her done, our state's farmers and ranchers. Hey, we're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I think it was Uncle Frank Wooster during a conversation about an expert told me, never forget an expert's a fella that doesn't back it up with his own money. That's 60 years ago. Who would have thought that it would someday apply to little Jimmy? No, very seriously, there are some marvelous, I'll call them experts, in this country, and although I certainly don't fall in that category, I often employ their experience, their research, and discussion into this radio program. Two of those I consider are Matt Dearson, South Dakota State University, who specializes in risk management, and Brian Gilbert, the fellow that heads up ag banking for First National Bank in Sioux Falls. We all know it's more than a bit trying to make money in a farm economy such as this, and especially when weather's added to the mix. These two guys, however, do have some thoughts on how best to handle these times, and it begins with the fact that it's impossible to succeed in 2018 if we don't know our break-evens, and to do that requires that we focus on this year. The nice profits of a few years ago no longer matter. Next year's a ways off. If we know our costs, it's much easier to pull the trigger when the market, either cash or futures, presents that opportunity. It almost always does. Matt and Brian agree that if your farm has had two or three tough years in a row, there's probably not an overnight fix, but they both stress the importance of including your lender in any conversation involving change in your operation. Diversification is being employed by more and more farm families and might be an option for your operation. As difficult as it can be, both agree that the initial goal is to lower the total cost of production in any way possible. Assuming access to capital is a problem and borrowing is not an option, there's programs, EQIP, DNR, Farm Service Agency, to name a few. One thing for certain, we've been here before, and as tough as it is, our state and nation needs each and every one of you. I really believe that somehow you will, in fact, get her done. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your work and thanks for what you do.